Now, are all the traitors present? Let's get started, shall we?
From rags to riches.
I'm so sick of this. Working like a dog and being treated worse.
Yorkshire to New York.
We're climbers, you and me.
A life dedicated to revenge.
Let's make this an occasion to remember.
A Woman of Substance on Channel 4. Stream now.
Your morning toast is shaking because the McDonald's breakfast bundle means you can bag a sausage sandwich and a selected drink for $2.99. Name a better way to start your day. Wake up and get that savour satisfaction. Until 11 a.m. Not on delivery. Includes a sausage sandwich and a selected drink. Price and participation may vary.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Yo, what is going on, Nash? I am popping in here with some good news for you. You may know that in just a few days, on March 23rd and March 24th to be specific, we will be premiering our new Call of Cthulhu live tour in LA. Perhaps you thought that if you don't live in LA or near LA, that there'd be no chance for you to see it live. Well, have I got some good news for you? The two-night premiere of the new tour will be live-streamed from Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, just visit glasscannonnetwork.com/tour, click buy tickets, and then you can see a link to purchase live-stream tickets. These shows are going to be mind-blowing with a spectacular lineup of GCN players, including Troy and I and Matthew and Skid, of course, Jared Logan, Ross Bryant, Mary Lou, Sydney Emanuel, Jason Charles Miller, Paula Deming, and the incredible Becca Scott. One stage, two nights, all live streamed straight to you. Lock in your spot right now. Get a live stream pass today at glasscannonnetwork.com/tour.
Back to the Glass Cannon Podcast. We're a bunch of good time pals yucking it up, busting the occasional chop, and making actual play podcasts of your favorite role-playing games. Games like Shadow Dark. Go buy it. Have you not bought this game? What is wrong with you? Well, if you don't have any money right now, what you can do for free is go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, download this show for free, and leave a review. Those reviews, I keep saying it. I love seeing there's so many new reviews. Years, yeah. We never had new reviews. Yeah. Now we ask for it and you do it. Thank you.
You're the best. It's because you're the best.
Let's say you got a little extra scratch, itching a hole in your pocket, burning a hole in your pocket. Go to jointhenation.com, subscribe to the greatest RPG, whatever the fuck we do, just go subscribe. Also, follow us on Instagram at The Glass Cannon and subscribe to this YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheGlassCannon. That's free. Those last two things were free. It's just seconds. It's content. You get to see us. You get to see what we look like.
But what's not free? What can I get the chance to pay for?
Love.
Oh.
Wait.
What?
What? That's dark.
How much do you charge?
Wait, love ain't free.
The Beatles told me you can't buy me love.
Yeah.
Well, they were wrong.
Also,
Troy has definitely bought love.
Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love. Right. You didn't listen to the whole lyric.
It can buy you love.
Right.
Yeah.
Is love free?
No.
Kate says no. Definitively.
No.
I think you have to give a lot in love. It's not free in the sense that, like, I think people make sacrifices for love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that way.
We're not talking about money.
I just want to be clear.
Well, no, that's what you're not talking about money. Kate is.
No.
You.
I'm not talking about money.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, it costs emotionally and time-wise.
Pain,
unless you're, like,
suffering.
A really famous celebrity, then you do get love for free.
Right.
Kind of.
That's why the Beatles said that, because they were famous.
How many times do you think you've been in love? Okay. And I'm talking, like, even though you didn't know what love was at that time, maybe
I wanted to know what it was.
I want to know.
I mean, the number of times Francis and I have sung that over 1,000 beers.
That's a great
song. They don't make tunes like that anymore. How many times? I mean, I'd have to sit and like, you know, do you ever go back like, how many people have I seen naked? It's kind of the same exercise. It's like, do the, how many times have you been in love?
Are we talking?
Yes, with people, like, not animals.
Because I had a religious experience the first time we had Pequod's pizza.
Well, that's very good. And I can't wait to have food.
Well, I was going to also ask like platonic love, like friendship loves. I have a lot of loving relationships.
No, we're talking about romantic love.
Okay.
Romantic love. I'm thinking. I want to say.
So wait, you're going back and analyzing and thinking. Was I really in love when I thought I was?
Well, that's where it gets a little tricky, right?
Yeah, it's like, how infatuation. Many times did you think you were in love? You know,
right?
Because hindsight's 20/20. I mean, you've lost the rose-colored glasses of being in a relationship at the time. You can look back and be like, that wasn't love.
Here's where it's going to really fuck everybody up, and you're going to start rethinking your numbers. I think you could be in a multi-year relationship with someone and look back and be like, I wasn't in love, but also have been in a relationship with someone for like 3 or 4 months and be like, that was short, but I was in love.
Sure.
That was love. I loved that person. In love, does that mean they're in love with you too? I don't know. It's you feel love. You're ready to say it. Or crying out loud.
My self-loathing has bubbled up and I've now converted the question to... But how many people have loved me?
Matthew. Well, yeah.
Right. That's the other
side. I'm like,
100.
I think that's a more fun question. How many people do you think have been in love with you?
I think you just realize you've never been in love and you hope your wife isn't watching this.
Oh, man.
It's dark.
Wouldn't that be tough? If I was like, you know what? When I look back, zero.
Yeah. They choose
like straight down the lens and be like, zero.
If any of you said zero, I would like quietly make a note in one of my email drafts, like psychopath, psycho.
All right. Does anybody think more than 5 times?
Yes.
No.
Wow.
I immediately said yes.
Well, you've just
in my head, I was like 6 was my first thought.
I think so.
I didn't count them, but I was like around there that I felt like I was in love with somebody.
Okay.
You
but
felt?
It's because
I'm also very
you fall in love too fast.
Yes.
You felt the poke of Cupid's arrow?
Right. Yes. I am
no.
I'm a soft.
I take it back. Less than 5.
Less than five.
Yeah. Wow.
Who has more than 5? Raise your hand.
I haven't just finished my numbers yet.
Okay, you're still tallying up.
Just me.
Definitely one.
Very loving.
You just love Seth. Love.
I fucking love love.
Love being love.
So Joe, it just forces me to ask the question. I want to know what love is.
I want you to show me.
I want you to show me. And then that key change. Come on, Francis.
Do. Need that drop for next week.
I think I'm working on right now. Let's go.
Bing, 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 bing.
I think I'm the opposite of you. I think I'm very trepidatious when it comes to love.
Yeah.
And I don't think I easily say I love you or like get to that point unless I feel it. And I think, I don't think I've ever committed in a relationship unless I was in love with the person.
She hasn't even told me yet.
Mm. Yeah. Well, no, I tell Kate all the time. Just
we're not committed.
Wow.
We're very committed.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Now we're getting into the spiral of, I guess,
even
it's zero people.
My husband,
love me.
My now husband, he told me that he loved me and I didn't answer. I was also high.
Wow.
The first time?
I was on drugs, but we were on crystal. We were on drugs.
We were fucking out of, we were just meth.
We were on day 7 of a crystal meth binge.
Day 3 of a crystal meth binge.
To be fair.
And he just comes out with this. Because I love it.
To be fair, I didn't say it back because I was not conscious.
So I looked back at his lizard head.
As I was disassembling a transistor radio.
I said, what did you say?
He said, stop looking at me with your lizard eyes. We were walking home from a party in Manhattan back to our place in, or we weren't living together, back to our apartments in Brooklyn. And we were
walking from Manhattan to
Brooklyn? Yeah, we were on drugs. We were very high.
It's fun to walk across the bridge.
But
on drugs.
It is.
Was it just the bridge?
It was further than the bridge, but it wasn't too far, but it was nice. It was like the bridge and whatever's romantic, like halfway across the bridge. He was like, but here's the thing. He said, I think I love you. Oh. And my self-loathing brain went, you think? So I didn't say it back.
You pushed him off the bridge.
Yeah, he swan dived off.
I didn't say it back. I had to think about it. You were like, well, I hate you. Well, no, I was.
I think I don't know if you're sure. Probably just high.
I was like, I know I love you.
Oh, but I wow. Now you can't, don't. Now you don't.
But I felt so conflicted. So I didn't say it back. I was like, I think I was like, okay. And then we like kept walking. And then he was like, what the hell?
Ooh, just happened.
That's a pretty big matzo ball.
We went the whole next day and I still didn't say it. Cause then it was like,
well, then you're in the weird trap of like, well,
no, it's too big.
This could be like a reflexive reciprocal thing.
Eventually I did. I brought it up later because I was like, we have to talk about this. But like, I was really conflicted. And I just think that's like me. I'm a little bit guarded.
I need to go bang six more dudes now to get this out of my system.
Tonight. I need to make sure.
I need to know. I'll get back to you after six men, and then I'll let you know. Right.
You looked him dead in the eyes and said, I want to know what love is.
Right. And I want you to show me. I think maybe two is my number.
Two? Are you like 19 or how many? Are you just like slightly over five?
Ever started to inflate?
Everybody shut up. This is individual.
Just give us a number, weirdo.
I said six. I said about six.
Okay. All right.
So when you said over five, I said, but like, I'm going back to like, I'm starting in middle school. So you guys can define it however you want.
Oh, wow. I can't.
Oh, yeah. I don't think. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what I'm saying. I look back. I'm like, well, that wasn't love.
Are you counting crushes?
That's not love. No, he's counting crushes.
No, I've had more crushes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because that's different.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody teach their own.
Yeah.
Troy, do you know?
I think my wife is number five. I think that was my fifth love.
In current rank order?
No, she's like, number five. If she keeps doing what I want her to do, she'll be up to four next year. No, I think that's like probably my fifth love. But now I look back at some relationships that I was like, oh, that probably wasn't love. Mm. Well, it might have been a moment of love.
A different question, and this is much more straightforward and much more empirical. How many people have you romantically said,
how many people
you?
Have you had sex with?
I love you.
Oh, have you said, I thought that was the original question.
Oh, like, how many people, yeah.
More than, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's
four for me.
Five.
Four.
Maybe four? Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm in an existential tailspin.
Yeah, right.
Matthew is struggling.
And Skid is just trying to find the drops.
We got to cut through. He's working.
Skid's first love is drops.
Skid is like sweating. Internet sweating. So, got to find this.
Wow, that was weird. You didn't think we'd go there.
Matthew needs a break.
Yeah.
I need a shower.
Oh, I don't think he knows what love is.
Matthew.
You need us to show
him. Scrub away the self-hatred.
Oh, Matthew, you're so loved.
So the problem is you're realizing that anyone you love never really loved you.
I mean, I'm circling that drain.
No.
There it is.
What was the question?
Yeah, he did it. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you got to bite the lower lip.
There's a lot of good, like, sounds like that in that.
Love sounds.
How many times have you been in love? Sound off in the comments, and then we'll be back to talk about how many people you've seen naked. Stay tuned.
This ep of the GCP is sponsored by Pocket Hose, the world's number one expandable hose. If you are using an old-fashioned hose, you know that 50 feet of hose is huge and heavy and frequently can kink up and get creased at the point of the spigot. Well, Pocket Hose has the pocket pivot. This thing, this Johnski right here, twists 360 degrees and 180 degrees perpendicularly so that you can move the hose wherever you want and never stop the flow of water. The hose expands when you use it, and then when you finish, you drain that water out and it shrinks back down to pocket size. It fits. 50 feet of hose fit in a box this big that I can just hold in one hand. For the audio listeners, it's a small, tiny box. You'd be amazed if you could see it. The brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is a total game changer. When I first got this in the mail from the old Pocket Hose folks, my wife was like, what is that? Give it to me. She is a huge fan of gardening and taking care of our lawn and stuff. And when the weather broke, it got to like 55 degrees here. And she was like, I'm taking it out. On the first try, she was astounded at how much it expanded, but then also how much it retracted after use. Never kinking, never twisting up. We're pumped, and if you want to try it out, I highly suggest you give it a go. For a limited time, listeners of the GCP can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text GCN to 64,000. That's GCN to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. GCN to 64,000. Message and data rates apply. See terms for details.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
The Regency era. You might know it as the time when Bridgerton takes place, or as the time when Jane Austen wrote her books. The Regency era was also an explosive time of social change, sex scandals, and maybe the worst king in British history. Vulgar History's new season is all about the Regency era, the balls, the gowns, and all the scandal. Listen to Vulgar History Regency Era wherever you get podcasts.
Folks, we're back. I want to thank our sponsors for this campaign, this game that we're playing of Shadow Dark, Glass Cannon Podcast, Shadow Dark. Good shout out to our good buddies at Norse Foundry who have abandoned me, evidently, in their quest for dice that work. So I'm switching up this week because I'm just a 10. I mean, that's his middle of the resin 18. Shout out to Norse Foundry and, of course, Foundry Virtual Tabletop. Which I want to direct your eyes to because I've had this art and I forgot to show you. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Morgan.
What?
What?
Oh! She's so cute.
Oh my God. You didn't talk about the mask.
She's got a demon mask. They all do.
She talked about it, right? I think you said demon mask.
Yep. If this is what I woke up into in the alley, I think I would be...
I don't wear the mask all the time.
I would think I would be having a waking nightmare.
Is that like your tattered cape in the back?
Yeah, it's like, well, because they study at a monastery in the desert. So I figure like she has like some scraps of linen around her leathers.
Okay. And you can't see her face because of the mask, but like, you know she's hot.
Can you show it one more time?
I have the no mask version while you guys talk about this.
There's a no mask version.
Dude, let's go mask everything. Off.
But yeah.
Razor chain on.
In the curse. You can't just undress my character.
Razor chain.
In the curse scroll, the monster stat block for the Raskodai say that they have the demon masks, not the actual players, but.
You wanted it.
Yeah.
It's cool. It is so sick.
It's awesome.
It's so cool.
You have to keep talking though, because while I upload this, because it'll look so, it's just so fun that we have both. Okay. Ooh. Oh, it's happening. Save entry. Close that. Bim.
Unmask her.
You see that?
Yeah.
There she is.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's just a girl.
She's beautiful.
She's just a girl.
To think about the, you've told the story before, Skid, but the Jack Kirby portrait of Dr. Doom.
Oh my
God. You've seen?
Yeah.
Without his mask.
Yeah. That was, we used to spend a lot of our summers at Nick Lowe's former boss, Ralph Macchio, Ralph Macchio, who worked for Marvel, and he just knew everybody in comics. And he had a sketch of Dr. Doom that Jack Kirby drew for him.
Tell me about this, yeah.
With his mask off. And his concept of Dr. Doom, Jack Kirby's, was that he just had one single scar under his left eye. And that one tiny imperfection drove him so insane that he had to go with this.
It's so amazing.
I love that. Like, I was like, that blew my mind
cool.
when I saw that. Yeah, that was really cool.
That's really cool. Who wants some caps? You guys want caps?
I want caps.
Cap City.
Caps. I used all my caps last time.
I used all my caps.
One.
I've got none left.
So nobody has maxed caps.
I will be after this.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Chapow. Look at this. Great cap.
Nice.
Let's see if I can go 5 for 5.
Oh.
Easiest one.
Short, right at the end.
I was in my head.
You missed the layup.
You made all the threes.
Glass Cannon Labs.
Cute.
Who wants to do the recrap?
I'll do the recrap.
Oh, no. Skid Maw!
Stepping up to the plate.
I want to know what.
Oh.
Close.
It's a new button. I can't memorize it yet. So last week we were resolving. We had just found this orc village with these people look like sacrifices, human sacrifices, staked out in a perimeter around this orcish swamp village. And we were trying to rescue them one by one. We found an unnamed woman of ambiguous characteristics.
Yes.
Right. And then we found a firefighter who specializes in bucket work.
A bucket man.
What was his name?
Ferroni Jones.
Mr. February
4006. I also jotted down another note if anybody wants to know the NPC log. He works out of Marin's Hold Engine 262.
Okay, yeah, good to know.
Did he say that?
No, I just had.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. There's no engine. He should be Ladder 262.
Ladder.
So we were working our way around the clock face. We went up to the northernmost sacrificial person, and that was it was a hideous woman. We cut her down, and then
real disgusting.
She was a fishmonger. Come on,
she was a fishmonger.
Bet the fishmonger.
Yeah, a person. I'm sure she has a wonderful personality, and is possessed of immense sentimental value for the town of Marin's Hold. So we were cutting her down, and we were attacked by a crocodile, a freshwater crocodile. We killed the crocodile, but in the process, we attracted the attention of the orcish guards. Mm-hmm. We then fought the orcish guards, and they tried to put them to sleep, but it failed. Tried to coup de grace them. That also failed. They raised the alarm. And the orcs came out in force to try to meet us. And so we fled, some of us in the boat, some of us on foot. And you told us that there was one more sacrificial person that we could see that was a child. Mm-hmm. And so Warwick went around.
We lit the boat on fire.
Yeah, let the boat on fire with one of the dead orcs in it and pushed it out. Warwick had the idea to pretend to be one of the orcs of the village and just shout out to Mr. Eckler, say, hey, they went that way. And I guess hopefully that works. But then you went around to see if you could rescue this human child. And they weren't conscious. And you saw a figure approaching in a boat, a smallish figure approaching in a boat from the direction of the village. And you saw that it was an orcish child. And that's where we left it.
That is where we left it. Man, so much happens in the course of one episode. And so we pick up today, like, in the shit, like you are trying to grab one more villager of Marin's Hold to try and save. There are still two more on stakes, but it seems unlikely that you're going to be able to finish this sweep. Who knows? I didn't think you'd get three last week when we went into it. I didn't really know what would happen, but now you're trying to grab this child and a small little boat comes out with an orc child on it. You're alone, the rest of your party, along with Ferroni Jones, Bet, the Seeker, and this other basic woman are making their way.
She's basic.
She's basic. Are making
their
way.
We should investigate
around
her to see.
It's very nice.
What, if any, characteristics she does have.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to suspect she's a spy.
At least a name.
Yeah.
A name would be helpful.
I couldn't pick her out of a crowd.
Not once did anybody ask.
Trait for a spy.
And you know what? She's been with you when you asked Ferroni Jones's name and the other woman.
She didn't say.
Just like, it'd be awkward if I just offered my name right now. Late. I'm going to wait for them, but now I've waited too long.
The other two were more outgoing.
Yeah. They spoke first. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's very awkward.
And now we can't ask either.
Yeah.
She keeps trying to talk now, but it's too tense. And
everyone knows it's weird and no one's going to do anything about it. You need like a Kramer to just say what needs to be said.
We need to meet a third person.
Yeah.
So that you can do the move of...
Oh, and this is our friend.
You guys should meet.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
Classic. All right, so you're looking at this orcish child rowing up towards you. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to you after the session as we were heading out. I was like, you know, does this make you think of anything from your childhood? And you don't have to get into, not you, Joe, your character, Charlotte, you don't have to get into it, but I am curious, like, just take a moment here to go into Warwick's psyche. You had mentioned in episode 0 or 1 a little bit about you. Your parents were both
half-orcs.
Half-orcs, yeah. Okay. So what was life like for you?
I didn't do a lot of details on the background because honestly, going into Shadow Dark, I was like, we're going to die so fast that I'm not putting a whole lot of thought into this. I just want to focus on his now,
yeah,
you know, his present. But what I imagined in my head was a simple upbringing of a boy with half-orc parents that were... It was funny you said, I think
your parents are both half-orcs.
Yeah, my parents are both half-orcs. And I believe, Matthew, you said right out of the gate of character creation that you were like, your parents were like cobblers, I think.
We ran the apothecary.
Apothecary. Oh, wait. Somebody said, well, was it you? I can't remember.
His parents liked cobbler.
No, my dad was a cobbler.
Yeah, she said cobbler. And that's what I had in mind. And as soon as you said it, I was like, I can't do that. Got to rewrite that. And it never came up. And
there's
I was
many
like, good.
There could be more than one cobbler in this
no,
universe.
No, I know. But I just, my instinct is to like, there's
one
something
cobbler
different.
The entire world.
For the shortage of shoes and the glowing.
My instinct was to do something else. So then I thought of maybe a cooper, which I did not know what that
was. Oh, yeah.
A barrel. Aren't they a barrel?
Yeah. Barrel makers, yeah. So it was sort of like a simple sort of.
Why not a Fletcher?
Or a Bowyer. Fletcher or Bowyer.
A Fletch.
Fun story. The 1988 Broncos had two defensive linemen, one named Simon Fletcher, the other Walt Bowyer. Huh. And I used to, as a little young D&D fan, I used to just laugh and laugh.
Oh, what a fun time that must have been for you.
Yeah, it was really...
So, I know what your dads did.
Yep.
Your ancestors.
I could, you know, easily imagine him being in a... sort of a small village that was perched perfectly on maybe a confluence of two rivers, you know, a place where one river kind of met into another river, a good place to have a village. And yeah, maybe he was as a youth, maybe he would get a chance to go out and go on a boat, you know, from time to time and maybe go out there with like, his sister, who I've mentioned in the past, was a wizard. So I mentioned if you knew anything about her, but not knowing at the time that you were not in that army, not right. In our army. And you know, so you were like, no, never heard of her.
I answered honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I think he probably in the darkness. I think he sees a little bit of himself here in this orc because. You know, the features are probably very similar between an orc child and a half-orc child, right? And so I think that, I think he pictures a little bit of that simple life that he had had before.
Yeah, I think like if this was the prestige TV version of this, is this episode opens and we see that boat coming up with the little orc child on it and we zip out of there and we see another half-orc child on a boat somewhere in like a dock near a village, and your eyes are drawn towards two beggars fighting over a rat on a stick. They're like that they had bought from some merchant. You just see them fighting, and they look at you, and they like come together in that moment to snicker and talk under their breath. Point at you. And we come back to you in this moment as this orc child rose up. And the child says, "Why are you taking him down?"
And he's going to try to intimidate the child, and he's going to speak in orcish. And he's going to say...
And he's speaking in orcish to you.
Yeah, and he's going to say, "Be silent!" Not knowing, like, what else to do. Kind of, like, looking around to see if his friends are in... I said, he goes, "What are you doing out here alone?"
"I was coming to visit my friend."
And then he puts it together. He looks at the boy, looks back. "This is your friend."
"Father said after my brother died that he would find me a new friend. I think he's it. But they brought him out here. I wanted to talk to him because I think he's my friend. Why don't you wear our clothes?"
How old is he? Roughly how old is he?
5.
Oh, really little. Wow.
Kind of young to be out piloting a boat at night.
Got himself out here on a boat.
Orcs grow up fast.
Yeah.
In the Stilt village.
He says, "I'm from a different village.
but our purpose is the same. We want to help your friend.
What are you going to do with him?
I'm going to take him down. Do you know why he's up there?
To keep away the evil spirits.
Evil spirits? What spirits?
I don't know. That's what they say. There are evil spirits everywhere, and this will keep us safe. But I don't want them to hurt my friend.
Yeah. Yes. Nor do I. That's why I'm taking him down.
Where are you going to bring him?
Going to bring him back to our village. Where he'll be safe.
Where's your village?
And he just pauses. So the kid, he says, to the south.
The map ends.
There is nothing
south. Everyone knows that.
There is
nothing
south.
Everyone knows. Everyone
knows.
Yeah,
he's just like trying to come up with something on the spot. And he's trying to get the kid down. He's like,
you're like the Grinch.
Yeah.
I'm taking this child back to my workshop, my dude. But the Grinch is so smart and so quick. You know, I can just see Joe's brain breaking, trying to come up with a lie. Yeah.
For a five-year-old.
They're both green.
Maybe I should get my father and ask him. I don't want to lose my friend.
Maybe you should. Tell him, tell your father that he, your friend, went.
Who's?
I'm not on the left. It was
hey,
on the
no,
left.
That's messed up.
That was me.
I'm sorry. I was laughing at something else I was thinking about. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's funny. I'm scared.
I'm sorry. I'll push the mic away.
My dad's bigger than you.
Continue to laugh.
My father's bigger than you.
He says, you go back, you tell your father. We're taking him back. Back to our village. The Broken Claw are taking him back.
Broken Claw.
Just like makes up a name.
I'll tell him. Please don't hurt him.
I won't. No, go. Go!
He starts to row and then he turns back and looks at you and says, if you hurt him, I'll know.
Creepy.
It's a weird little shining kid.
Oh.
Rows back to the orc.
Red Rock.
Come with me. Come with me.
The kid is just like jelly.
Yeah, back in common or whatever. And he's going to get him off and move as fast as he can toward them. Trying to get an angle on where all these other orcs are.
Okay. So let's cut to you guys. You see Warwick conversing with what looks like a child.
We hold.
Orcish child.
Well, we're hiding.
We just pushed the boat.
Yeah.
And then we were working our way toward Warwick.
Yeah, but like hiding and staying away.
Yes, so maybe we'll just like stop.
Okay.
That magic missile the child.
Sleep the child.
Longbow. All right, so you wait. The child rows back, and you see Warwick pulling the Marin's whole child off of the stake. Do you then rush to him, or do you wait for him to come back to you?
I think we'll go to him.
I think we don't rush to him. I think we still sneak because stealth. He's putting on a show regardless for the other orcs, so we're going to stealth.
Okay.
So four of six.
Yeah.
Four of six.
And the alarm is being sounded.
Yeah. Rowan says, the drums making the world shake. This is dire. We need to be very careful.
We need to get out of sight.
I'm going to look at the kind of, you know, it's in the distance, but where the other posts are. I mean, are there orcs between us and them? Is it like we can't even...
It seems like they've sent the first wave or whatever to the west. So they're kind of going in the same direction you are, but you have a head start. You just don't know if there's other patrols on the north, the northeast, and the east.
Let's take a wider angle.
Yeah, we're swinging. We have to swing around north anyway to get back to our boat.
We need to stay in.
So we
stay farther away.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can get close enough to maybe get another one.
Maybe it's possible they'll be wary of coming out because whatever they're sacrificing these people to would be coming.
He's going to stow his shield and put this boy, like, over his shoulder. And
okay.
Say, hold on. And then through the muck.
Okay. And it just stays on that first woman. And she just kind of waits. She hangs her head and just follows you guys.
you come too, of course.
I'm coming.
And you,
Ma'am.
Yes, you, no, ma'am. I'm right here. I'm
just
on
like
your
snap
heels.
At her because we don't know
Miss,
her name.
Hey. Miss. Hey.
Buddy.
Ma'am.
Buddy.
Hey, Chief. Come with us. all right, so you are doing kind of the same thing. You're going to go wide and try to come to the east, or go wide and see what happens?
Yeah, we're going to go wide so that if patrols do come out, we're further away.
The boat is on fire further, right?
Like boat is on fire, yes. And if you look back in that direction, you see a group of two boats with several orcs on them examining the fire, and now there's more commotion going on. You would assume they've discovered that at least one, if not more, of the stakes have been vacated, and so there's just a lot more commotion and a lot more hubbub going on. But you do see the now eastern stake in what looks like the final stake to the northeast with the last two villagers of Marinsold.
We should.
He's gonna turn to. Oh. He's gonna turn to Ellison, like as we're walking. We may have to abandon the boat. We may have to go on foot.
Do you think we go for the last two?
I'm gonna look up, and does it look clear to one of the closer one?
The one to the east, it is clear. However, if they were to make a move, it's a lot closer to the platforms than the previous ones.
We don't have time.
We're just gonna leave.
We don't have time. And he's like struggling with this decision, but like.
Could we send one person up? Just like. If Saint were stealthy enough to get up there and then was able to cut them down, would they be able to sneak away, or are their guards like right there?
There are no guards right there right now, but you do just feel like at any moment they could come.
This is going to take time, and we'll be sitting ducks.
I think Saint says, "You keep going. I'll get one more, and then I'll meet back. I can circle out further, confuse them."
All right.
Right, good idea.
I'm going to hold on to this one.
If we take different paths, it might be harder for them to follow.
Right.
Right.
Let's get to the
boat. Okay, sounds good.
We'll meet you at the boat.
If you can't, just go on foot.
And then Saint kind of looks at Pharaoh too, and Ellison, feeling like you might feel more differently than Warwick and Morrigan. I'm not sure, but he says, "I think I can only get one."
Are we just going to leave the last one? I mean,
the boat's not that big anyway. I think we've got to just leave them to their fate. We've got a lot more people than we thought we would.
I can't
risk all of them, and he's holding a child.
I could swing around to the top one on our way.
Shadow
and
step
if,
up there.
If I see it's too much, I won't try, but
maybe Morrigan takes the top.
I could check.
We can't leave them.
Is that fish lady?
That's a bet.
Bet says we can't leave them.
Who is it? Who's up there?
I don't know, but we can't leave our people behind.
Right.
And Feroni is like,
"Leave them. We're gonna try, but we have to leave now."
Feroni's like, "No, let's just go. It's fine.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You're coming with me. And you." And he points to the other woman.
"You water boy.
What's your name?"
"Me?
What's your
everything like record scratch and everything stops. We all kind of swivel our eyes towards Warwick.
Porcupistle.
Sorry, what?
Porcupistle. I spit on my mic with that.
Sorry, what?
Porcupistle?
Porcupistle?
Do they call you like Porky for short? Like, what's going on?
What's your last name?
Don't you dare.
Porcupistle Abercrombie.
Porcupistle Abercrombie.
Maybe she's not so basic after all.
Yeah, she seems really like a spy now with a name like that.
I'm a cobbler.
And no nickname.
Another one.
Another cobbler.
But you couldn't make a name like that.
She's definitely a spy. There's only one cobbler in this world.
Porcupistle
Abercrombie.
I have to write that down.
We all, war drums are sounding. We're all standing in the beast. Like,
it's a very common name.
Porcupistle Abercrombie.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, you go to the furthest. I'll get the other one.
You turn around. There's 50 orcs 5 feet away from you.
hold on. Before you, hang on. Porcupistle.
And Vork is gonna say, Because this could get really hectic. He's going to say...
Did you douse the torch?
Yes, okay. I doused the torch. But I think we should turn it the other way and run it out because he just put it out in the water.
Oh.
Because he was moving. Oh.
New torch.
He did not carefully put it out.
Okay.
You probably have two of these things.
Yeah, it just occurred to me.
Now I'm seeing, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be whenever we're like, you know, halfway there and we turn it back, it's going to be a pain. But right now we're okay, I think.
Okay.
He is going to... he's going to say, in summary, this could get really hectic. Meet at the boat. If we're not at the boat when you get there, just take the boat. And if the boat's not there when you get there, just start going on foot. Don't wait. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like, we don't know what's going to happen once we split up. So everybody's kind of on their own now with whoever they're able to save. Yeah. So we've got four between the three of us.
And then we're going to get one and one.
Yeah. The last two.
We're going to try.
We're going to split the party.
Okay. Splitting. Not just splitting the party, but splitting it three ways.
Yeah.
With like three different escort missions.
Seven extra characters.
And the seeker.
I need a drawing pad for this because I can't picture it. So who? All right. So who's going to the western?
Eastern.
John. Eastern. Excuse me, Eastern.
I am going.
Saint is going to the one close to the city.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the first one on the way.
The one we came to.
Yeah, first
whatever
one.
You call it,
Saint Solo?
Yes.
Because I was going to go to one of the tops to save time.
Technically, we would be going together, and then you would continue on to the next one.
Probably, so. Yeah.
Okay, and then where is Ellison, Warwick, Farrow, and
the
others
going? We're taking the wide way around.
To head up north
to
the boat.
North to the boat, but taking like the long way to the boat to stay away from...
So basically, it's like they're coming, and you guys are going like back around. Like we're chasing each other.
So I sort of feel like we're
like here's Saint going to this one. Morgan is going with Saint and then splitting off and going to this one. And the rest of the party is going back.
Yeah, so we're doing two circles. They're doing an inner circle. We're doing an outer circle, basically.
It's like the Indy 500.
Into this. Yeah. It's like the they're on the inside lap.
Right. You got the inside track.
It's like speed skating.
A lot faster. All right, so Saint and Morgan are going to need some stealth rolls because you're getting closer to where the action is.
You guys could be in so much trouble.
We could die. I mean, we could just die.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely
100%. But I mean, very bold sacrifice. All right.
Ferrari Jones is going to be so admiring of the two of you.
He's very handsome.
He's going to give you one of these.
Oh, no,
it wasn't. Whoa. Right now.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Quick cat.
It wasn't Ferroni. It was Bet who wanted us to.
Bet wanted us to save.
We need to save them all.
that was a natural one, the first one.
Oh.
Rerolled it.
Okay.
So dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
19.
All right. So both of you guys watch as you start to widen out even further to the east, away from the village. You watch Saint and Morgan just move quietly.
Just like vanish. Disappear. Into the swamp.
You see like the water just like undulate a little bit. Like.
It's so cool.
There is a middle-aged man, balding, just wisps of hair sort of clinging to what's left of his pate.
He's almost dead anyway. Just leave him.
I kill him.
He's middle-aged.
But he lost his hair.
In these times, he's done for.
Yeah.
And he's just like...
And Saint
he
again.
He doesn't want to be saved.
Saint again does the shh. And then he's going to cut him loose, help him, say, I'm helping you. And he helps him down, and then he'll pull the gag down.
Shh. Who are you?
We're from Marinsold. We're from another town you've never heard of. We're from Marinsold.
I'm from Pittsburgh.
I'm from New York City.
What?
We're from Marinsold. We're rescuing everyone. We have to sneak.
Rescuing everyone. There are six of us and so many of them.
We're going to go back to our boat.
You have a boat?
Do you know why? You were taken. Did you hear anything?
No, I know some orc. They were speaking to their chieftain when they brought us in, and he said we were used to ward off evil spirits as perhaps sacrifices to keep them safe.
Shh. You sound ancient. Can you walk?
I'm only middle-aged, but in 4006, I don't have much time left.
Can you walk?
Yes.
Are you hurt?
Yes. I've been strapped to a stake for hours.
Shh, quiet.
I could go for a steak.
What's your name?
My name is Morris.
Morris?
Morris right. Day.
Morris
Day.
Okay, just need to write that down. Morris.
He looks and acts exactly like Morris Day.
We're going to move together quietly.
Move with you?
Yes.
All right.
Shh. Do as I do.
He starts walking. Oh!
No.
Oh, everything hurts.
I can't copy you.
Put the gag back in. All right, let's go. And we're going to slowly kind of stealth, kind of going back to that wide berth that they're doing, cutting in between, but wanting to get out of the direct like line of sight of the pillar.
Okay. All right, and you keep going to the final pillar while the rest of your party is just sort of watching from this wide perimeter, seeing this happen. You get about 20 feet away. You see a young, apparently beautiful woman, very well dressed, maybe part of the upper class of Marin's Hold, someone that might fetch a nice price were you to return her in one piece, just looking there with fear in her eyes. But she sees you, she makes you, she makes eyes, she sees the old man, and just, you can tell she understands what's going on. And you keep approaching, then all of a sudden you hear and an arrow goes through her head.
Oh.
She slumps over.
Oh!
A cadre of orcs begins sloshing through the mud towards the two of you.
And Morgan.
Yes, towards the three of you. Roll for initiative.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I thought I was going to be alone. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here. Happy to be here with you.
You guys can roll for initiative as well, because you, no doubt, will see this.
Oh, boy.
Initiative tracker has been moved.
That's perfect.
All right.
Crush it.
I'll roll as well.
Ooh. Welcome to Crush City. Population okay. Warwick.
What'd you get?
21.
Anybody beating that?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
So that would mean...
You go last.
Yeah.
Go last.
It is now. You are now between Matthew and I in order.
Okay.
Matthew and me.
All right.
Shut the fuck up.
Now... In in Shadowdark terms, they are, I'm going to say they are far from you. I feel like it's between near and far. I'll figure that out. But they're definitely far from you. It's a triangle, right? I think you're all far from each other.
Okay.
Let's just do it that way.
I think that
so we are farthest out from the city.
I think we are far from them.
Yeah. 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 It's like orcs here, Saint and Morgan and the saviors here. Now, woman with an arrow through her head here, and you guys are here. So it's a bit of a triangle. You guys are further, but the point is, if you wanted to get close, you have to double move, and that's your action. To get near, you can make it to near. If you have ranged, you can move up and shoot from range.
Yeah.
So we have to move to get within far.
Yeah, I think you guys have to. I think because your whole thing was keep a wide thing. I think you have to move.
I'm impressed we can even get to them at all.
Yeah.
So I think that's very generous.
Yeah.
What is the...
how many orcs in the cadre? Did you say?
Looks like five.
And do they have torches? We can see them, I presume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. They're coming with torches.
Perfect.
They don't all have
and
a torch.
And they can see us?
And they're in a boat.
Well, we're in the dark. We're in moonlight. But
no, they're sloshing through the water.
They're sloshing.
Yeah.
They're sloshing.
I think we just
run. Does it
run.
Seem like they see us? I mean, they shot an arrow at the woman, but not us.
Correct.
Morris Day.
Not Morris Day.
Not Morris Day.
Never him. Morris like, the Day. Gag is in. That man's not talking. I don't trust him.
Well, so Joe would go first.
Yeah.
You see this. Yeah. You might even see the arrow go through before they do.
Oh, man. So this boy... Is he that I'm holding? Is he 6-ish, 7-ish, or older than that?
I know he's like 6, 5 or 6.
5 or 6. Okay, and is he? Could he stand? Could he walk?
He'd have to swim. You
like
said
you described him as being like near unconsciousness almost.
He's been unconscious on your shoulder. I guess he's woken up a little bit.
I'm not going to hesitate. He's just going to turn to Ferroni. He's just going to go. Get him to the boat. You don't know where the boat is. Go hide in the reeds. Take them and hide. This way. And he's pointing in the general direction of the boat. He'll say, stay out of sight. I need to go help them. And he's going to look at Ellison and Pharaoh and pull a shield off of his back and just go.
Just start running.
Spook, spook, spook.
Close the distance. You're running straight at the orcs?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, straight at them. I imagine they're between me and the orcs.
So you're running to Morgan and...
Jesus.
Saint. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I was wondering maybe if we could hide.
Yeah. Well...
Well, maybe. Maybe you can.
Well, the good news is we're in shadow. The orcs are in light, so...
Mm-hmm.
But...
Pharaoh.
He sees Warwick run off. He's like, oh, wait! It is stuck here in the little pitch blackness, waist deep in swamp water. And I guess you basically double moved, right?
Yeah.
He's like, all right. And he just starts trudging after Warwick. He's gonna stay behind him.
Is there really any reason to do this? Like, couldn't we outrun them? Like, couldn't we try to outrun them?
No, yeah, like we could absolutely. Like, I could delay, they could hide, you know what I mean? But I didn't.
The problem is Sane and Morrigan.
Yeah, I felt like I.
Well, they could try to outrun the orcs too, right?
Yeah, no,
they don't even know if they see us yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm moving to them to defend them. That's just what he did. But it could be a bad decision. We'll see.
I think I'd run like halfway and then I'd stop.
Stop. Right, to kind of see how it plays out.
You would be in range to do protection from evil, I think, if you want.
I have to be close.
Oh, it's not near. Okay, cool. Very cool.
All right, Saint.
So I'm wondering, like, I do have backstab. Like, if they don't know that I'm there, I can try to do my sneak attack, basically, and shoot them. They're in light. I'm in darkness.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
And I would do an extra damage die. But
maybe you could take one out.
Yeah, but I'm like, does that help us? Or does that immediately alert them to where we are and should we just hide?
I just picture Wark like sloshing up there and you being like, you know.
We're going to fight.
Shut up. Or no, we're going to hide.
I think he says to Morgan, as he sees them coming, like they kind of, they're both pretty stealthy in a way. He like kind of sinks down near her and he says, what do you think?
I work best when they don't see me. So even if we fight them, it's still stealth for me.
Me too.
And should we split up?
He
should
looks
we
at stay? This woman on the pillar and he's like, she's dead.
Blood just
coming
down her head.
I mean, it hit her in the head. She's dead.
Beautiful clothing.
He says.
That's the real tragedy.
Right. Yeah.
So
it was nice.
It's a fine dress.
I mean, it's probably all muddy though.
Cut back to the Porcupissus, what's her name?
What's your name?
Porcupissal Abercrombie.
She's like, I made those shoes for her.
And now, like, the orcs are getting closer, and he says, we have to decide, fight or flee. What do you think? And he's like pulling his bow off his back. What do you think?
It seems like you guys already made the decision, and
he is going to aim for the head of the closest one carrying a torch and just let an arrow loose while he is in shadow, in darkness.
Roll with advantage.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Hit.
Okay.
Nice.
Roll. Okay. Damage.
Now, question. I get an extra damage die with the backstab talent.
But backstab is probably for your dagger? No.
No, it's just called that.
Okay.
If I hand this in to make it a crit, do I get another die?
I wouldn't see why not.
So you get two regulars and two backstabs?
No.
No, I would get a third die.
Right. You don't double the precision?
I think I'm going
to... Well, it's the precision question. Is just you add a damage die to the attack. So this is as if you rolled a crit, you would double that damage, and then you add a die on for backstab.
Yeah, so I'm going to roll a d4 3 times. I'm going to hand this in.
Oh, I would interpret
it. That's how I interpret it.
I want to read it. Hold on.
I'm going to start rolling, Matthew. You better tell me.
I'm trying to find the thief
something fast, Matthew.
Okay, backstab. If you hit a creature who is unaware of your attack, you deal an extra weapon die of damage. Add additional weapon dice of damage equal to half your level. I think you double everything because critical, right? Because it's not like you just double. There's no distinction between precision.
It doesn't say double anywhere. It says add.
And it says add a damage die.
And then critical hit.
With the critical, yeah.
Or what?
If you were, then we're talking about a crit. She's talking about turning it into a crit.
The advantage is the extra dice.
He's saying.
Or a weapon, double its damage dice on the attack. I think you'd roll four.
You double the weapon's damage dice.
And you're already. Yeah, but you're adding a damage die because
of the backstab. I see what Matthew's saying. He's saying by the backstab property, I get two dice. If I add the critical hit onto two dice, it makes it four dice.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How much damage did you do with the first three?
Eight.
All right, you kill him.
Okay.
I'll think about this between apps.
But I mean, I think
there's arguments to be made both ways.
Yeah, because
I think the order of operations is you deal the hit, whatever that roll was, then you add on the backstab damage if you're hiding.
I think you're just saying that, but there's nothing in the text to suggest
we can determine what our ruling would be.
Right now, I'm not too worried about it. If it comes up again, I'll make a ruling. Right now, I don't want to make a rash ruling, but you kill it.
Yeah, I think it's just a same headshot. Like
as they're running towards you, yeah.
Gets hit in the head.
The one carrying the torch?
One of them. You said some are carrying torches, not all.
Yeah, not all of them.
Right, well, that's one torch that is doused.
Yeah, but...
I just like that they're all running and one guy just falls backwards and the rest keep pursuing.
And then Saint is going to whisper to Morgan...
Do that.
Good luck. And then he's going to run further away from her just to create more distance. He'll run sort of towards Warwick,
I think. With you.
Oh, right, you made it all the way to us. Oh, I didn't realize you were next to us. So he'll say to both of you.
I've been here literally
the whole
time.
You kept going, what do you think? I was like, I guess I'll go fuck myself.
I thought you were still one space of one.
No, he was
distance.
Deferring to your stealth expertise. And
so he will say to both of you, good luck. And then he will run one further from them to keep far distance from the orcs, but not be, you know, all clumped together.
Okay.
That's his turn.
All right, great. Morgan.
Okay. So are they still... It's near and then close is closer, right?
Close
is
melee range. That way, maybe.
I would like to, like, if they're coming up, if any are walking by, I'd like to use that opportunity to, like... surprise attack with the razor chain.
They're coming directly at you, so when it gets to their turn, they'll get up to you, but right now they're rushing towards you.
Okay, so my smoke step, I can teleport only within near, which is the middle one, right? For some reason in my brain, I think near is the closer one.
I do
close.
Too. Yeah, I do the same thing, yeah.
So I would like to... The group, if there's like one on like the outer edge, left or right, use a smoke step to smoke step behind them, razor chain.
But you can only smoke step too near?
Yeah, they're not near.
If they're still far, yeah.
Then I would like to move to near and then smoke step because that doesn't use my movement.
That works.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Move to near, smoke step, and then you still get an attack with your bonuses.
Check off. I've got one more smoke step today.
Right, that was the same. The attack on the town is the same. We haven't slept.
All right. So,
how many do you get a day?
I get three a day, but then when I rolled my talents, one of the talents that I rolled is I get an additional use. So she gets four a day.
Okay.
Cool.
Which is great. So I actually don't get advantage on the attack roll. It's the damage.
Okay.
So 16.
16 is a hit.
Great.
Okay.
So that's a double damage.
And what weapon are you using?
My razor chain.
I love this. So you just like, you run up, you appear behind this guy, and as he's running away from him, you hit him with this chain.
Yeah, so bad. 5 points of damage.
And you kill him.
Yes. Amazing. Yes.
Oh, it's so cool when that happens.
It's great.
All right, so there are three orcs now rushing towards Ellison. Pharaoh is now alone on the, like, midway between you and the other group. You're with the villagers that you've saved. Bet.
Keep going.
Veroni.
Yeah.
And Porky Pistol.
All right. Ellison is going to move up, so he is now within far of the orcs.
Okay.
So move and then...
That's double move.
No, it was one move to get far. I want to be within far of them, not near.
Yeah, he can do that.
Oh, but I move, so...
You double move, so you're...
But you said we were far from them.
You are far from... You had to move once to get within far, and then you moved again to get within... Yeah.
I was right next to her, and you told her that they were far from us.
So they are.
I think what he said was that they were far from us, but the orcs were a little bit farther than far.
I wasn't, but you were moving towards them and not towards the orcs. Yeah. And so you're near to.
Oh, so I would have to move to get within far. I clarified right at the top.
So right now
so
I
you're
have
not coming toward us.
No,
you're going in a different direction toward them.
I have you, Warwick, near to Saint.
Well, no, Saint just left.
You are near.
Sorry,
to
we're moving.
Moved, you were close, and now she's far. Now she moved away.
Well, no,
I said I'm not near Saint.
Because Saint moved.
Well, near
Saint
yes,
moved,
yes,
but
yes.
before you were. Yeah.
And then Farrah.
I'm not close. Like,
who's on first?
It's a little who's on first.
We definitely need Leah.
No, I'm nearby. I mean, I'm close.
Right.
Anyway, I'm
a stone's throw.
The lead orc magic missile.
Okay. Whoa. Oh,
with advantage. You have advantage on
that. You always have. Cap.
So we're both bad.
Magic. Okay. Succeed. No crit. Yeah, I got to save the spell. Okay, so I will fire off a magic missile and deal 2 points of damage.
It's not nothing.
Still up.
And then duck in the reeds.
And then just kind of pipe down. All right, when you move away, do you tell Ferroni Betts and Porky Pistol anything?
Warwick
and the Seeker. You asked the Seeker to watch them?
Well, Warwick already told them, go hide in the reeds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ferroni's got the kid.
Okay.
And yeah, the Seeker's with him.
Yeah, Seeker's just standing there watching. He has his own mission.
I bet he does.
And so now it comes back.
That's your turn.
To me.
Oh, no.
The Seeker. Come on. Seeker puts his hands into the muck. And then just spreads. Ding, 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 ding. And then just lowers down into the water.
Forgeed. All right, it finally comes around to me. And we'll be back right after this.
Oh. No, I don't want you to get a turn!
Hello, my lords and ladies. Tis I, Skid, from the internet, and I'm here to talk to you today about one of my favorite subjects, Othera from Crit Heads Gaming. Crit Heads Gaming is an independent company comprised of one U.S. veteran that's trying to take on the big guys in the TTRPG space to bring you better worlds to play in. Othera is a new world for you and your table to explore. Their debut adventure module, Cataclysm, was designed to introduce you and your table to this new world, and now their first codex, Othera Lore and Legends, is out to take you even deeper into the lore. Fully immerse into the post-Cataclysm world with deep dives into the Pantheon, including the holidays and rituals centered around each of the gods, the factions and their heroes, the lands, their people, and their cultures, and so much more. You can now check out their new codex, giving the game master everything they need to know about the world of Othera so that they can start to build their own adventures within the world. It is steampunk meets sword and sorcery in a post-apocalyptic world where dragons rule the skies. The book has everything you need to fully immerse into Othera and even some adventure hooks for those that like to create their own epic tales. It is available in three variants: Shadow Dark, Castles and Crusades, and a system agnostic variant that uses an intuitive 1 to 10 scale with 5 being average, so it's easy to play in any TTRPG system, even non-D20 systems. Follow at CritHeadsGaming on the platform formerly known as Twitter and share your stories in Othera, and it could become official canon in the game. It is available exclusively on DriveThruRPG. Just search Crit Heads Gaming on DriveThruRPG.com. Head over to DriveThruRPG, search Crit Heads Gaming to get all things Othera, and start exploring this new world created by a player for players.
There once was a woman who lived in a shoe. A size too snug, but what could she do? But that's not where her story ends. Thanks to a little help from her Experian friends, she got her score into much better shape and relocated to a box-fresh new place with room to grow and a mortgage to suit. Now, she lives in a spacious 4-bedroom cowboy boot. Better your Experian credit score to help get mortgage ready. Experian. Better your score. Better your story.
Oh, please, not that music. That music gives me nightmares from my childhood.
Could we get something a little bit lighter? Some lighter music here.
Are you a fan of true crime TV shows?
And what about Unsolved Mysteries, the show that jump-started all of our love of true crime?
I'm Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Joey Taranto.
And we host I Think Not, a true crime comedy podcast covering some of the wildest stories from your favorite true crime campy TV shows all the way to Unsolved Mysteries.
Baby, you will laugh, you will cry, you'll think about true crime in a whole new way, and you'll also ask yourself, who gave these people mics?
New episodes of I Think Not are released every Wednesday with bonus episodes out every Thursday on Patreon.
And every Monday, you can listen to our true crime run Down, where we go over the top true crime headlines of the week.
So come and join us wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We're back. We're back.
We're close.
We're near. We're close.
We're far.
We're far.
Wherever
from this episode being
are.
Over.
Close, far.
Wherever you are, near.
We'll be near in your heart.
Pandemonium in the Orc Stilt Village. Two orcs dead. 20 minutes ago, one burning carcass pushed in a rowboat up. They're investigating. They're realizing that these sacrifices or whatever they are to keep evil spirits away have been taken down. The one last remaining one you could save gets an arrow through her head, but you got five. However, the orcs now realize they are what feels like under attack by this gorilla five-person force that is now a nine-person force, I guess, if you include the seeker.
We could be a force of 100.
And that's why they're taking no precautions. They are out there and attacking. Five orcs have come up. You've killed two of them. One of them has taken 2 hit points worth of damage. Morgan is near all three of them. The seeker, says a prayer over the three villagers, and then starts walking towards Pharaoh. The orcs attack Morgan.
Oh.
First attack. Natural one.
Yes! Yes!
And then what is God. The rules of the bottle caps?
You can give him disadvantage.
Okay. I'm going to wait for the last one, I think.
Okay.
See how this goes.
Looking for a die that works.
Just find a single die that works. I got neon green, but it doesn't roll.
They're only guaranteed to deliver a number between 1 and 20.
I should mention, they are raging.
Inclusive.
The first one didn't rage, and then he didn't just fell. All right, so... I'm so fucking mad! All right. Second attack. 8.
Miss.
Oh my god.
I mean, this is...
I thought that was real gamble, by the way.
This is an ice cold.
You are on a cold streak unlike anything I've seen.
And now the one that had 2 hit points taken away.
You're as cold as ice!
Oh, I should roll this new die. This one I like. There's the 20 right there.
Oh yeah, the new storybook,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, I've been rolling this. Okay, so here it is. All right, that is going to be a 14.
Exactly.
Oh.
My AC.
Okay. That could have been a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
But with raging, it's going to add some dice.
Some dice?
Oh, boy. Mm. Oh, boy.
Mm. I don't say die.
I think he mistakenly used plural.
I use plural for a single dice. I don't care if it's...
Joe does that too sometimes. That's so weird.
I know. It makes
I say
it
die.
You say, unless you say, you will say the well, singular dice.
An accident.
I rolled a D8 and a D4.
What?
What do you think I rolled on those two dice?
12.
Either 2 or 12.
I rolled an 8 and a 4.
Oh my God!
Disadvantage.
Disadvantage. Oh, yeah. Disadvantage. Let's see if you mess with the disadvantage.
You can't do it.
I'm too busy directing.
Disadvantage on the damage. Can't you disadvantage the damage?
Before it's rolled.
You already rolled.
Everything's already rolled.
Damn.
You could.
12
you could
points.
You could have.
12 oh points of damage.
So,
how'd he hit me? What did he say? Was he have an axe?
Great axe.
Oh, this
the first two are just swinging wildly. Gah! And then this one just batter up.
Yeah.
Gah, right into your back.
Able to miss the first two, but not the third.
Are you still up?
No.
Okay. All right, so Morgan gets an axe buried into her back and goes face down in the muck.
No.
I rolled to see how many orcs were going to come into this situation. And I rolled more than 5. To the south, another 5 group of orcs is starting to come from the other direction and up in the direction of where Pharaoh and Warwick are. They are far.
Pharaoh and Ellison.
Pharaoh and Ellison.
Yeah, Warwick was with them.
Yeah, you're with them.
I'm with them.
All
right, so I'm with you, right?
On this round, they are moving into view, and they can get to you next round.
5 more orcs?
5 more orcs. Let's fucking go! It is Warwick's turn.
Why does this shit? Oh, it's on my turn. It's a whole new situation.
You have to make the decision now for the entire group of what's going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
You have to be the commander.
Set the precedent.
I have to make
the
decision.
Use all of your wisdom.
This is going to be a much harder decision than it seems.
I think
how fast I make it.
I think it's a very clear decision.
But I'm leaving you behind. I'm sorry.
What?
Was that what you thought he was going to say?
I'm going.
You're leaving?
I'm leaving. Well, you left!
To shoot another arrow! I fight in the dark!
You guys can fight about this back in Marin's hold.
There's another
war in heaven.
There's another five orcs coming.
They're far away.
I hope they'll come out alive. Oh, you were being Bet.
This Bet?
Sorry, I thought you were just being you.
Oh, that was
I don't know
Bet.
Who I am.
That was Bet.
I'm Porcupizzle.
Let's clarify all situations.
Your husband, your father.
I believe I am far from the orcs that just took her down. They were far from us.
Yes, because you chose to move towards, I always want to call you Shadow, towards Morrigan and Saint.
Morrigan moved, then Shadow stepped to get to them.
So yeah, you came towards them.
So now I cannot fight them this round.
Yeah, you are right in the middle of both waves.
Right. The other wave is coming towards Pharaoh and Ellison.
Dude, you are, what is it? It's
fucked.
Like, yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
What's that word?
What's that phrase?
Come as did he say?
It's like, I'm thinking of like Jon Snow standing there alone.
Oh,
it's
like,
this wave of it's not as many people, but like, it's you're alone in the middle of both these waves.
No, actually, he's standing with Morris.
Morris Day.
Morris Day.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I think that is a perfectly reasonable decision.
Now,
sorry.
Also, let me clarify the terrain. If
it's difficult,
if they go to sleep, if he puts them to sleep, are they all just going to wake up immediately? Are we in like high enough water? Like, is it like waist high water?
Yeah, I mean, here's what's going to happen. I think, without telegraphing it too much, you put them to sleep, they go down, the water will wake them up. It slows them down, really, because now they've got to stand up and they can only, that's one act. I know standing isn't an action, but like, I'm going to say,
this
difficult terrain is going to slow them down. So you're not going to take them out. It's enough to slow them down. But you've got, take the Seeker away and take Mr. February away. The other two, and now you've got Morris Day, they're going to be slow. They're not slow. They're not fast. They're not stealthy. You're going to be dragging them along. You've already lost one. This has all the makings of Regina and the Lancashire brothers all over again. Like, you got them and you get back and they'd be dead.
Fucking escort missions.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to guilt you.
I can't.
I also realized there might have been one thing I could have done, but I'm not sure. These talents, are they actions?
No.
Depends.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are passive.
What is it?
I have one called Hide from Creature. Once a day, I can choose a creature level 9 or less I can see. It must pass a wisdom check, and then it can't see or hear me for 1d4 rounds. And I knew I had it, but I was like, to me, that's an action.
I think it's an action.
Yeah.
You do have to choose.
Hide from creature.
Yeah.
Only because your shadow step explicitly points out that it's not an action.
It doesn't use my move.
It doesn't use my move action. I feel like because it doesn't say that in the text, that sounds very action-y.
Yeah.
All right, but Warwick, what you do doesn't mean someone else may not save her. I know.
Maybe someone's a better man than you.
Oh,
wow.
Damn. Well,
what do I have to lose?
She's talking to Joe now, not Warwick.
clearly.
Cut back to that little orc watching the beggars fight over a rat, and it's actually Joe. Watching two guys fight over a cheesesteak. Cut back to work.
I'm so confused.
Two
he's
drunk
like,
guys outside of Pats.
It's a flashback to the players.
It's like it's
outside
like,
of the link.
It's like cutting to the animator in Monty Python.
Oh God, this really is a hard decision. I am going to.
I helped you kill so many things.
Wow.
She's a really good fighter.
You hear Morgan's voice in your head.
But I can't attack them. All I'm going to do is walk up there, and then they're going to kill me next. And even if they don't kill me next, it's going to be a whole other round.
Remember her say, if ever I get knocked unconscious in a swamp, make sure you do everything you can to save me.
Do everything
you can. Bring my body back.
Little campfire talk.
Bring my body back.
Bring my body back.
Hurry.
Bring my body back.
With my shielder on it.
I don't know that reference.
Do we know how long Morrigan has until she's dead?
Yeah.
No, she would roll on her turn.
She'll roll that on her turn.
Yeah, so, all right, I'm sorry. I just am going to...
No, do what your character would do.
I think he looks in these two situations back and forth. He's too far away from them. Saint disappeared in the reeds behind him. He's going to fall back. He's going to fall back to... the hostages, the prisoners were trying to help escape.
Fall back to the prisoners. So you go back. I did my
best. So he's going to go back. My best and, wasn't good enough. Yeah, he's going to go back and hope that, you know, Pharaoh and Ellison fall back as well. And then he can act as a guard against those five orcs as they pursue the casters, I guess. That's sort of what I'm thinking right now.
Okay.
What I'm picturing.
Updating my shitty drawing here. Okay.
You know, maybe we can stop and then turn a counteroffensive, but right now he's not, he can't, I don't think the offensive move is smart.
Yeah, I mean, it's this is going to be pretty dire. These orcs can still catch up with you, Pharaoh.
I think, I've got to be, I'm even further away.
You and I are standing.
Yeah, you stopped. Yeah, you didn't double move.
I don't think I have.
Rico, we've got to run.
Yeah, I see like these orcs like coming out. I just saw Morrigan go down. I don't know. Like from his perspective, he doesn't know if she could be alive or dead. He doesn't know the rule that you will have like a certain number of rounds.
Oh yeah, that's why I think of dead. I think she looks dead. Yeah. I mean, she took a battle axe to the back.
As hard of a hit as anyone has ever taken, basically from a battle axe.
Yeah,
she has taken it. So, yeah,
a raging orc.
And he just like turns tail and just like, come on, you got to get out of here. And just starts like booking it
back to
through the water.
Toward
back,
Wark.
Back towards Wark.
Okay. Or, yeah, towards the, well, you're with Ferroni and
at least
Co.
near them. We told them to move further away. Yes,
and they're
between
in the
Yorks and them.
And they're in the direction of the boat.
Also, yeah. I just want to say, because we kind of forgot to talk about it. Morris Day would be with you. He did not come with me. I ran off.
I don't know who Morris Day is.
We just
established this. Morris Day is with you.
Oh, right. I forgot that he was with you when you were moving.
So he's with you. Yeah,
so he, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, Warwick sees this and just like
grabs him.
Yeah. Come with me. And we start running back.
I just want to take a moment here to show you my artwork yet again.
Wow.
Belongs in a museum.
Here's your boat.
Boat.
I did that.
You came here. And then you went to this one, and then this one, and this one. Now you're over here-ish.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? There are orcs, three orcs here. Morrigan's body is actually right around here. And then another group of orcs coming here. And then God knows what over here. You have four people that are over here. You've saved. Actually, Morris Day is.
Yeah, so this is a complete misunderstanding.
The boat is to the northeast because we left it in the hex to the northeast.
No, northwest. You guys, your first
stake
you went to was the northwest.
Yeah.
Didn't we come down from this?
I just didn't know that Morrigan was between us and the boat.
Didn't we come down from this hex?
Between is a... she's right near this stake.
Okay.
Technically, yes, but...
No, we came from the northeast because that's where the river is.
Yeah.
We came up.
I know, but like in my mind's eye, you went to the northwest for us and we've established that. So that's where we left the boat at the previous hex.
The
boat is way up here.
Leave it.
Yeah. You have to... If you exit this hex, you're at the boat.
Yeah, that's the idea.
But like tech... Yeah, I guess you could just leave to the north here.
Yeah, because we're heading toward the river.
You and Bet.
Here's
and
the only question. On your map, we have to go through those three orcs to get to our boat. In our mind, we did not have to go through those three orcs to get to the boat.
We
just have to resolve that. Like,
yes.
Do we have to go past those orcs to get to our boat? And not the five to the south?
Those orcs are going to have to be dealt with one way or another because they can catch up to you. And
that's different. That's fine.
And then the five orcs that are coming up, it won't be long before they're going to catch you with the sort of fodder that you have with you.
Yeah.
You know, unless you leave them behind.
I gotcha. Yep. Yeah.
But how, right,
so
how
it's
that
irrelevant
gets,
where the boat is.
How, yeah, it's irrelevant. You got to get out of this hex alive.
Okay.
Well, it is relevant. Like, we're going to flee. If we flee, they follow us. That's as opposed to, like, we having to cut through them. That's two different things.
Right, but what Troy's saying is we're going to have to fight them or neutralize them.
Or get creative.
We can't sneak away from them and hide.
Porky Pistle, Ferroni Jones, Bet, the Child.
Yeah.
And Morris Day.
And the Seeker, wherever he is.
And the Seeker, but the Seeker is... He's on his own. He's on his own mission.
Dude, pops up from the
that race. Dude, he's going to be such a hero today. I can feel it coming.
Okay. All right. So it's you, Saints. You're kind of caught in the middle of this as well, but you can you see in the dark that everyone is going back towards the group?
I think he can see.
You saw your new friend just go down.
Yeah, he saw that because she was right up with the orcs.
And you saw Warwick move with Morris back and, toward yeah. Barrow and, yeah.
I think Saint, you see almost like he wants to yell out when Morrigan goes down, but it's just like an exhale of breath as he again looses another arrow at one of the visible orcs. Let's say the one that took the 2 points of damage.
That's the one that put her down.
That's the one that put me down.
Yeah, yeah. So then, sense, like, then that one. And I'm hidden, so I'm going to roll.
Yeah, I think you should have rolled only one die last time. We missed that.
What do you mean?
Because the darkness. You have disadvantage.
But they're in light.
They had torches.
Range attacks. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Great. Yeah, they're holding torches. Great.
Yeah.
I'd say, well, I'll tell you if there's still a torch, because two of them have went down.
Mm. Okay. Oh, that's gone true. Down. Did you attack the light?
And they were attacking Morrigan from close, so they, the light didn't matter to them. So 4, 5, 6, there's still a torch. Looks like there's no torches.
Are the... Can they can't see in the dark, orcs? I mean, I know we had flavor fire you know, and everything. I'm as, curious, as a monster.
As like, written, all monsters can see.
Yeah, they're monsters, right? Yeah. So
are they monsters?
Yeah.
They're, yeah.
All enemies.
Yeah. I mean, depends how you look at things, but yes.
That sucks.
It worked the first time.
Yeah,
kind of ruined it. Guys shouldn't have killed those orcs.
I could roll with
disadvantage. They're a great source of light.
I could roll with disadvantage and hope to hit.
Is that all they are to you?
Those bloodthirsty orcs are a great source of light.
You've got one cap?
I have no caps.
You used it.
Yeah,
okay.
I used it.
Cap. No cap. That's a thing kids say.
I will shoot with disadvantage in the hopes that I still get my...
Well, you'd just be rolling one
you're
die.
You're down to one die.
Because your sneak attack advantage. Cancels out disadvantage.
So you just roll...
You're right. You're right. It would, and then I would get my damage die if I hit, though, because I'm still hitting to them. All right. So I'll do a straight... Let's see. Let's go. 19, 20, 21.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Nice. Saint!
Come on.
So the one that had the 2 points of damage, he's aiming for that one.
Ooh.
4.
The one that took Morrigan down falls.
Yes!
Avenge me!
Two orcs down there, 5 to the south.
And then again,
a thousand
Saint,
more in the barricade.
Saint will move stealthily again just to keep...
Complex.
Them confused where the arrows are coming from. So he'll move again further from the ones coming from the south, but keeping the far distance from these three, just like skirting.
Toward us or going toward further them? And further away from us?
Well, I would have to go, you're going towards the north. Aren't you?
Rather than directions, like where are you, like I you're moving toward, away from.
Toward these two, but not like right into their spot. I went. Back to our friends. Like so they're map. Coming to me.
I don't know what Aaron
is. You can either come toward us or go away from us.
I guess I would go away from you. I would not draw attention to you after just firing an arrow. And he's trying to keep them confused, trying to think we have an army of the 100 or something, you know, arrows coming from all over. So he will go bloop, 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 bloop.
Right now it's easiest to think of things in terms of near, far, and double far.
Yeah. He's keeping far because my short bow has a distance of far. So he's hoping to keep them in that distance. Right,
so you're kind of diagonally moving towards the other group, but you're still far from them, but also keeping yourself far from these remaining two orcs and double far from the 5 orcs.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot, but like we're all getting it right. As long as it's right in my head and I'm adjudicating it correctly, that's all that matters.
Yep.
Except if you can't understand it.
Oh, yeah. I don't need to.
Yeah,
you're sleepy.
How long does Morrigan have to live?
Huh?
Find out right after this break.
Oh,
already there.
This is your latest idea. It's unique. It's game-changing. It's huge. But you can go even bigger with AI-powered PDF spaces in Acrobat Studio, turning your files and links into actionable insights and content. Plus, share projects and collaborate seamlessly while keeping everything private and secure. So, your excellent idea stays yours. Do that with Acrobat. Learn more and try it out on adobe.com.
Hi, I'm pianist Manny X. On my new podcast, Classical Music Happy Hour, my guests and I talk about life and music, and we also like to play games. Is it a composer or is it cheese?
Oh, I know this game.
Knowing Mozart, it's probably all of the above.
It's all of the above. Is this a fake or was this a flop?
flop.
That's more mistakes than I made in my last recital. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy, hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good, because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.
We're back. Man, we'll never have a guest back.
No.
Yeah. This is how we treat them.
Your character died. I'm going to leave their body and not try to avenge them, except for Sydney.
Well, we might
try
to avenge her.
I'm trying.
Right, yeah, they might be avenging. You'll have to watch some future episodes. Matthew, you just, during the break, you read the rule.
1d4 plus your con modifier, minimum one total.
If you have a negative con and it's roll a negative two, it's one.
It's one.
Do I roll the d4?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your con mod?
Plus one.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
All
right. So minimum two. Three.
You rolled a three?
I rolled a two.
Okay, so you have three
rounds.
Not including this one.
Right, to try and roll a natural 20. If someone doesn't save you.
That's what you got to do?
Yeah.
If you roll a natural 20, you rise with one hit point.
And if you don't, you die.
That's the rule of the game?
Yes.
That's the rule.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God.
But she doesn't roll that until next.
I didn't realize that was the rule.
You get this round for free.
Right. Because normally your allies help you.
Yeah, right?
But, you know.
Well, this one did. Saint did.
I mean,
you have a 1 in 20 chance to roll a natural 20.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Math.
We cut back to Marin's hold when you first approach Ellison sitting in a puddle of his own piss, drunk. And you question him about this Ordos mage, and he looks at you like, I don't know what you're talking about. And in your memory, as the lights are fading, you wonder, was he telling the truth? Ellison, you're up.
How far are the new orcs?
Quadruple far. No, they are double from you. Are you back?
No.
They are far from you.
They're far from me.
That's a great way to phrase things. Just ask me and I'll tell you.
Yeah.
They're far.
Okay, I'm going to flee. If Pharaoh fled, I'm going to flee too. Like, so we're in the direction of...
Do you do everything Pharaoh does?
I'm going to jump off a bridge to see what he does.
I guess that'll be the test. When we come
we'll
to a bridge,
right
we'll
here,
know.
Right now.
You guys, find a bridge.
You guys deserve this, by the way.
So I will double move. As I pass the... all of the other Marin's holders. Marin's holders?
Sure, I like that.
Marin's holders.
Well, let's go with that. That's good.
It's like Eric Holder.
Holders.
Yeah. Okay. When I pass the Marin's holders, I'm like, run!
You see an older man still gagged, just trying to hobble and moaning. It's Morris Day. We haven't met him yet.
We ungagged him, I thought. Didn't
she re-gagged him?
Oh, right.
He was moaning about
hands?
Every step.
Yeah, oh, right. He was complaining. Oh. And he's only middle aged, so he says.
Anyway, sorry, double move.
Okay.
Let me give you my notes on Morris Day. Morris Day. Description, a middle-aged man. Notes, at middle age, he's essentially a senior citizen and very near death.
It hurts to move.
It hurts to move. Troy's saying he's middle-aged.
You're trying to get back to my grandchildren.
Still don't know what he does.
He's 39.
He's an old 39.
He's seen a lot of his shit. Oh, tell God. My great grandchildren I love them.
He said he couldn't walk. I was
watching a movie the other day, and there was a character who was, I don't know how old the actor was, but the character was like revealed to be 38. And I was like, Because they were younger than me.
Yeah.
And they were old.
Oh, it's like the meme of they show you the age of the cast of Cheers.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What,
oh,
what they're supposed to be or what they actually were.
What they actually were.
Yeah, out, and yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, like George Wendt was like 34. Like,
right, and he looks like he's in his mid-50s.
He looks like my dad. I mean, they're also...
Oh, heavy but, drinkers.
Like, even Ted Danson is really young, right? Isn't he like, apparently, he's like...
28 or yeah, something yeah, like that.
I think he's like 31 or something the first season or something.
Anyway. Trans fats.
Yep.
And smoking.
And smoking.
And cigarettes. That's a big one.
And whiskey. All right. So, oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Sorry. I forgot.
No.
Okay. Where are we at here? Okay. This is what you see. There are two orcs left near Morgan's body. One of them picks up Morgan's almost corpse.
Rude.
And begins walking or jogging back to the village with it.
No.
Didn't see that eventuality. Okay,
well,
no,
at least you won't
drown. Don't talk
to me. You're not going
to
drown.
You two don't talk to me.
Okay.
Only Sydney can talk to me.
I'm trying.
She ran too.
I'm shooting, at least.
And running.
I can talk to you. I had a plan.
Skid can talk to me.
I had a plan.
I have a plan, too.
Okay. Taking the body and moving back towards the village. The one remaining orc will move to Saint and do a raging swing.
You saw me?
Yes.
I'm.
They can see in the dark. And you also shot at him 9 times.
Sorry, it's just,
got you there.
I'm so good at sneaking. It's just, it's crazy. I have the thievery talent. I'm so good at sneaking.
Saint said he shot and then moved so that
it wouldn't
be in the same spot. However, there was no roll.
Yeah.
You didn't sneak. You can say whatever you want.
It does say, you are trained in the following tasks and have advantage on any associated checks for climbing, sneaking, and hiding. I don't know. It just seems like it's my class.
Yeah.
But notice it did say checks.
Yeah, there was no check. And typically, you know.
Check, please.
Check, please. Am I right? I have the same feat. It's like when you're, making the check.
Yeah. But if he finds me,
he finds me. It's tricky. You're the only one. There.
Yeah, would I die? Yeah.
You're the only one there, still left back there.
But really, what's the worst?
I want to stay true to what your intentions were, and whether you made the check or not, ultimately, that's on me for not asking you to make the check. I don't want to make you roll it now. Let's roll with what we have. I'm going to see if he sees you. He knows someone was shooting over there. He sees silhouettes moving in the night.
He does have the advantage that he can see in the dark, whereas we can't.
Yeah. He begins running up, and you just see this like this hulking figure as another one is receding back to the village with the body of Morgan over his shoulder. This hulking figure comes up, and he makes you.
Hey.
And he just rushes at you with the great axe. Been rolling shit.
If we go down, we go down together.
That's bad.
Ladies night. I mean, when I say... when I say that was on an 18.
You got it.
And then it turned into a 2.
Oh,
I love when dice do that. They keep rolling.
I mean, I've never seen it just go, what? That was on an 18. And he misses.
God, and it's so scary. It's like this moonlight and all you see, we're covered in mud. It's just like the white of Saint's eyes and just this, whoom, and Saint just like barely, like it was so close.
The other 5 orcs pursue this group as they can see in the dark. Now, I believe I said they were far, and you guys moved far, so they are double far from you guys, which, however I want to rule this, the point is they are coming pretty close to you. 5 more orcs. Problem you have right now, are you with them, Pharaoh? Or are you guys all kind of spread out, but you're with the... Warwick is with.
We're all together.
You're all together.
The same.
So I moved
rushing,
to the prisoners.
Just then like,
they spent their round moving to the prisoners.
Yeah. So you're all kind of, whether you're holding hands or not, you're all kind of together.
Presumably, on your turn, the prisoners also ran when we told them to. Right.
Right. Yeah. They're going with you, so they're moving with you. This group gets pretty close. They're running at you. 5 orcs that you've handled well to this point, but now there's only 3 of you versus 5. Sleep could be great here, depending on how you do it. But they get pretty close. The war drums beating in the background, torches everywhere, just fire in the distance. Morgan's body being pulled towards the camp for what purpose, you know not. And suddenly the ground shakes. The ground shakes. Is it just more armies of orcs coming? Are they coming now from all directions, shaking the entire swamp?
Right before this happens, Pharaoh says, at least things can't get any worse.
Shakes the water, the swampy water, like not only starts to move, but it starts to like get warm, almost like it's boiling.
What the fuck?
This is what the sacrifice.
This is the demons.
Meant to stop.
Oh, this is the demons.
A 40-foot cone of steam just shoots up from underground, like a geyser, and it goes right into this group of orcs that are coming up, and you just see orc parts fly everywhere, like exploding orcs everywhere, and there's this huge cloud of smoke inches away from you guys, and as the smoke clears, you see standing amidst this chaos and mist, covered in grime and muck, a massive black wingless dragon. And he looks hungry. And we'll see it
next time. What are we supposed to do now?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's too bad. You guys gotta fight a dragon alone.
You might be the lone survivor.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, you might be the only one. Yeah,
looks like I'll be dead. I'll join the orcs.
Our deaths in the hospital.
Wow.
I'm an orc girl now.
I'm an orc girl now. Maybe you'll settle down in this orc man.
An orc girl now.
I hear there's a chieftain.
Hi, I'm Brian Lucci, a former Chicago cop. Now I'm a producer on Chicago PD, and I'd like to introduce you to the official One Chicago podcast, the first ever behind-the-scenes look at the iconic TV shows. We're talking Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med. Join me each week for an exclusive conversation with the writers, the crew members, and the stars.
Void's doing the right thing for Void.
Check out the One Chicago podcast from Wolf Entertainment and USG Audio. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You saw the edit, but that's not the full story.
Javante Anderson from Love is Blind is finally speaking out.
From his relationship with Britney,
to production's role behind the scenes,
to the moment everyone's been debating,
the people of color comment,
and yes, we asked him everything,
including what Netflix didn't show.
Like Britney meeting his family.
A lot was cut.
And now it's all coming out.
No filters.
No safe questions.
Just the truth. Listen now to the Roxanne and Chantel podcast.
Available where you get your podcasts.